Hey guys, this is your host, Adam McCabe, and welcome to the Gay Footballers Podcast. Wow, I mean, this project first started back in, I believe it was 2017, after I was interviewed by John Holmes from Sky Sports about my experience playing soccer and being a closeted athlete and just kind of viewing life and football after I had come out. And it's taken a good 2.5 years for me to finally put my foot down and get this thing going. But here we are, and I'm so excited to get this project off the ground and running. And I really want to express my gratitude to you guys and appreciate you really for being here, for listening to me blabber on, and to really helping change sports, especially football and how it's seen around the globe. For those of you who don't know me and are just listening to this random guy speak on the podcast, my name's Adam McCabe. I grew up playing soccer, or as you may know it as football, my entire life. Moved to England when I was 19 to pursue soccer professionally. Played overseas in England at many different levels, semi-professionally, and with Bradford City's reserve and U23 squad. Then moved to Thailand and Slovakia for a short stint playing at the professional level, and moved back home to Atlanta in 2015. Now I currently play for the Georgia Revolution out of the NPSL, National Premier Soccer League, who are located in McDonough, Georgia. And really this journey for me, or why I've started this project, is when I was playing abroad in England, I didn't have an outlet. I didn't have someone to look up to. Robbie Rogers came out, and he actually came to the city I was living in Leeds. He had played for Leeds United, but he was retired at the time. And for me, there was no visible out gay athlete, and specifically soccer athlete. And it really was a struggle for me because I didn't know if I could really pursue my professional dreams and if I could do so being a gay man. I thought I'd have to be closeted. I thought, you know, I'm not allowed or able to do this. It's not going to work out. I always thought it was going to be football or soccer or living my life as my true self. And when I came home in 2015, a lot of it dealt with mental illness, really just being tired of hiding and lying and really not being my own self. And thankfully, when I came back to Atlanta, I was able to really work on me and fell back in love with soccer and joined the Georgia Revolution in 2016. And it's been amazing ever since. Some of you may know of a podcast called Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness, the hilarious Queer Eye castmate. And this podcast is going to work similar to how his works. It's, you know, 30 to 45 minute interviews with individuals who are making an impact in their discipline of sports. We're really going to primarily focus on football, soccer, because that's my wheelhouse. That's where my contacts are, and that's my first love. But every once in a while, I will slot in someone who may not fit the mold, whether they play a different sport, if they don't identify as LGBTQ, because this podcast is also about what interests me as a gay footballer. So the Gay Footballers Podcast, it's really a podcast to spread the awareness of LGBTQ and ally representation in sports. Again, we're really going to focus on football, but we're going to explore different sports and different personalities, and these could be former athletes, they could be current athletes, it could be people who work for a front office organization, a sports journalist. But again, each interview, we're really just trying to learn more about this individual, maybe the challenges they face being LGBTQ in a sporting space, the opportunities they've had, some of the work they've done, and we're really just trying to shine a light and really focus on people who work in the sporting industry, who identify as LGBTQ or are allies of the community, which is also super important, and just learn about their disciplines and sport. Trying to keep this real short because we've got a great episode following this. But again, I just want to thank you guys for joining me and kind of just following along with this journey. There's going to be bumps in the road and deal with me. But so that being said, this journey wouldn't be possible without you, the listeners. I'm really open and love feedback. And if you've ever got any ideas, want to collaborate, know a good sponsor, whatever it may be, you can reach out to me at tgfootballerspodcast@gmail.com. That's tgfootballerspodcast@gmail.com. We are also on social media. So our Facebook and Instagram page, you just have to look up The Gay Footballers Podcast. On Twitter, we are at TGFpod. And we love any kind of support. Feel free to tag us. Feel free to shoot us a message, an email, whatever it may be. You know, we're just looking to grow. We're looking to connect. And you guys, the listeners, are the people we're trying to entertain. So your feedback, your questions, your connections, whatever it may be, feel free to reach out. Again, I'm your host, Adam McCabe. Thank you so much for giving me a part of your day and supporting the Gay Footballers Podcast. Bye-bye for now.